Joined now on the Spotlight Athlete by two Knoxville cross country runners, Natalie Collins and Ethan Russell. And Natalie, I'll start with you. How's the season gone so far for the Panthers?
It's been going pretty good. We've had a lot of runners step up this year, and we're just all pushing each other and getting through this.
You're talking to you after the Knoxville meet, which I think you kids always look forward to, even though it's a pretty tough course.
Yeah, it is very tough. I don't know if we say look forward to it, but we definitely are here, and we're just trying to push through it whenever we come to our meet.
But it's a course that, you know, it's your home course. You don't have to get on the bus and, you know, ride for an hour or so. So, you know, there is a little bit of an advantage, I would think.
Yeah, that's very true. Yep. It helps a lot not being on a bus, just because some people get, like, car sick and just don't feel good. A lot of the nerves come when you're on a bus and going to a meet. And just driving here yourself, getting, like, your music and everything together is a lot better than driving somewhere else. So, yeah, it helps a lot.
Ethan, what about you? How's your season going?
My season, personally, has been a little rough. I've been sick, mostly injured for half of it, but I still feel good.
As far as running the course, how'd it go here at Pine Knolls on the Tuesday night?
I'd say it went pretty okay. It could have been worse.
Well, and a lot of that's, I think that's what a lot of the runners say. Okay, you know, it's not so bad. What is the toughest part about Pine Knolls?
Okay, some say this first hill within the first mile is the toughest, but personally I think it is the last hill across the sidewalk. It's really steep. It's really tough, but you just got to power through it.
Natalie, what about you? What's the toughest part of Pine Knolls for you?
Yeah, like Ethan said, a lot of people say the first hill, but I would say the hill that's in the back where not a lot of people are. It's just very mental, and you have to get through it and push.
I know, you know, this season, you know, for a lot of the girls have been kind of up and down, but, you know, what moving forward, what are some of the goals? I know conference is coming up. State qualifying meet is coming up. I know not a lot of people want, you know, look at you to get to state, but, you know, you're always going for goals there.
Yeah, we definitely are. Our goal is just going into the rest of the season is just to stick as a pack and just push each other. We've all been having rough meets, good meets, and we're just trying to get through it.
Got to ask, how fun is it to watch the Baker sisters run? They look like they're having fun coming down to the finish line. You didn't see it, but everybody else did.
Yeah, it's really cool seeing them run together. It's just nice to see family all together. It reminds me of when me and my brother ran together.
Ethan, what about you? You know, you got Isaac Rankin on your guys' side, kind of out there, and you know, Coach Blavik says, well, he kind of pushes everybody. Does he kind of push you to maybe improve? You know, cut off the time a little bit.
Yeah, I see him run at meets, and he's really inspiring to me. I look up to him, even though he's younger than me.
Obviously, and you know, what are some goals for you moving forward? You know, with the conference and state qualifying meet coming up.
For me, I just want to try my best. Really, it's been tough, but I still feel like I can run my best towards the end of the season.
Natalie, you know, you ran quite a long way a few weeks ago with the cancer run. You were one of the crazies that ran across the state. What was that like? I know that's a big and very important event in your heart.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was just awesome seeing, like, all the different people running. And we even got, like, other schools to come run with us, which was awesome. It was definitely challenging, though. I would say after the first half, before we got to Knoxville, I definitely broke down, and it was not good. But my dad actually sent out this post saying that, like, hey, Natalie's having a rough time. Like, if you could just say something nice to her or even just, like, give her a compliment, then that would be great. And that really pushed me through the rest of it. And, like, everyone in that group just really – really helps you and is just so encouraging, and it's awesome.
What was that like coming into Kenlock Stadium with all the crowd cheering you?
It was cool. It was a little nerve-wracking, though, because everyone pushed me to the front, and they're like, Natalie, you go! And I'm like, what am I doing? And so, yeah, it was a little crazy, but it was definitely really cool seeing, like, that everyone was, like, wearing pink and everyone was cheering, and it was just awesome.
All right. Natalie Collins, Ethan Russell, good luck the rest of the season.